Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gail Hopkins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Buford, who tags Alomar, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bunker for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Hopkins moves to third. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins tags and scores. Bradford tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Rickert now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palfari moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Palfari moves to third. Valentine moves to second. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickard covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Echeverry now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss is hit by the pitch. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry pinch runs for Bill Voss. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. There goes Berry trying to get to home. Valentine throws the ball into Buford, who relays the ball to Etchy Barron, who tags Berry, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bradford is hit by the pitch. Jerry McNurtney pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron fires to second and picks off Bradford for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullen for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Echeverrin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Valentine reaches third base with a triple. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Bob Locker now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Bellinger moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Valentine scores. Bellinger moves to third. Johnson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.